859-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. And again, freetalklive.com. On the way, if we get a chance, we'll talk about poison gumballs.
What?
Oh, boy. But first, too, striketheroot.com, and there's actually some dashes in there, strike-the-root.com. From Robert Wicks, actually a friend of the show.
Yeah, he works for the show.
He does. Libertarians are divided on the issue of immigration. On the one hand, there is the notion that anyone should be free to present themselves upon property to which they've been invited. And that notion is held by all the leading libertarian thinkers. It's a simple fact, however, that there is no purely private immigration. Frequently, immigrants to this country trespass on private property to enter, then utilize various public services or government services such as welfare, public schools, and free medical care once they've settled into an area. This use of government is of particular concern to many libertarians. Some say the United States government must stem the tide of illegal immigration before any meaningful rollback of taxes and welfare can take place. Now, while I do understand and to some degree sympathize with this argument, the commonly proposed state solutions to the immigration problems are fraught with problems of their own. And by the way, it's impossible to do what he suggested some people are saying should be done.
Illegal immigration?
Right. If what your plan of attack is to, okay, let's focus our resources on stopping these illegal immigrants from getting over the border, and then we'll wipe out the welfare programs, you'll never get past point number one.
Right. Well, it's kind of like putting every day you put out a bowl of milk and a bowl of cat food outside your front door on your porch, and then you try to keep the cats away all day. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? Oh, I'll tell you what, genius. Take the milk and the cat food back inside,
right.
Get rid of it, stop putting it out on onto the porch, and then the cats will stop coming around.
Exactly.
And that's really what the problem is with immigration, is we've got a bunch of stray cats. We have a bunch of people that want to come across the border and take advantage of our, big welfare system, and they know they can, a lot of them can have a baby here, and bam, it's like hitting the lottery. Well, take away the lottery. There's no reason why we should be giving these people free stuff. There's no reason why we should be giving anybody free stuff that they didn't earn.
Absolutely.
Charities can absolutely handle the legitimate welfare,
right.
People out there that need welfare.
The charity can determine and discern whether that cat is actually indeed a needy cat, or in the case of a person, whether that person actually is in need of the services, instead of this government sort of scattershot welfare mentality where if you can just fill out the paperwork, you get the check. Charities are much more able to do that.
You wish it was that benign. You wish that the government was actually just throwing money out there. They would confiscate our money and then give it all away to anybody who could fill out a form. That would even be preferable to what we have. In fact, what happens with the welfare system is the government takes our money and then gives away 30% of it in a scattershot format. They keep 70% of it to, keep their buildings going, the power for their buildings, their middle class bureaucrats that are in there. They got to pay those people that administrate those bureaucrats. Oh, this entire system, the whole welfare system is entirely broken. And, the charities can do it so much more efficiently.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. Continue talking about immigration. Go back to a story here. But let's go to John in St. Pete. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. John, St. Petersburg. Going once. John in St. Petersburg, going twice. We'll put him on hold. Maybe he had to go away from the phone. We'll come back to John. Anyway, back to Robert. He says, it's my firm conviction that whenever there exists a problem which is both persistent and widespread, the hand of the state may be found, either actively causing the problem or preventing its speedy resolution.
Yes.
So when we see a problem, it is crucial to not only treat the symptoms, those things which are the most apparent, but also to fix the underlying problem. If I have intestinal pain and the diagnosis is stomach cancer, the solution is not morphine. It's important to try to actually get rid of the cancer. As Thoreau wrote, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And I would add that there are many more than that who are wholly uninterested in horticulture and a not insignificant number liberally spreading fertilizer. The most common problem I have seen ascribed to illegal immigration are cultural changes as immigrants arrive, higher crime rates among illegal immigrants, and welfare benefits to immigrants causing an increase in taxes among citizens. These things are all symptoms of government interference with free association among people and government interference with the free market. through anti-discrimination laws, which cover legitimately owned private property, a person who wishes to exclude a particular person or group of people is not allowed to do so. And this is simply a violation of the rights of the property owner. If, for example, the owner of store A wishes to exclude all blacks or whites or Hispanics, he should be free to do so.
Now, this is a black man that's writing this,
that's
by the
correct.
Way.
By the same token, the owner of store B should be free to welcome those same people with open arms. In this way, people will tend to go to those places in which they feel welcome. And
I'm going to go to a place that doesn't exclude people based on race, because I just think that's gross.
I agree. I would never patronize an establishment like that. And I would actively talk out against an establishment like that, so everyone else knew it, too. He says, we'll tend to avoid those places in which they aren't accepted. So, if a person wishes to, say, purchase a tract of land, establish a community with certain cultural, religious values, and exclude those who don't fit in, perfect example of this happening in reality is Ave Maria, Florida, a Catholic town, a privately run, privately owned Catholic town. They don't want you there if you don't agree with their value system. And why would you want to be there? So you can create these communities, and so that person should be absolutely free to do so, and those who rent from him or purchase the land after being screened by him and agree to the stipulations he set forth should be bound by that agreement. And such arrangements don't interfere in any way with the right of those outside of that private property to set whatever rules they desire upon their own property. Private property is also the solution to the problem of crime. If the streets and roads are private, the various owners can choose to exclude whomever they wish from their property, just as I can exclude whomever I wish from my home. Few private property owners would intentionally invite criminals to take up residence upon their property. If I own the street, there's no obligation for me to allow strangers to congregate upon it. If a group of people own the street, there's no obligation for them to allow such activities either. And also, I don't know if he touches on this, but the war on drugs is also one of the issues, too. That's one of the reasons why, again, there's a problem with crime in the immigrant community, mm-hmm. because they're dealing drugs, because there's money there, and that money's there because of the fact that the drugs are illegal, which we covered in detail last night. So, he says, let us consider some of the proposals for immigration reform, and we'll do that in a moment. Let's try again. John in St. Petersburg, listening apparently to a rebroadcasted edition of the program on, I believe, our Florida station in Tampa Bay, WWPR. Hello, John.
Can you hear me okay?
Hey, we got you.
Yeah, I listen to it every day here on 1490. I live in St. Pete. It comes out of the Bradenton, Sarasota area.
Yes, sir.
It's a nice show to hear. How many days a week are you on? Are you like 4 days a week down
Six.
Here?
Oh, down in Florida, I think they carry us weekdays, and it depends, because they put us on during the daytime. They're running like an archived version of the show during the day.
It's a nice show. The reason I'm calling tonight, first time, because you mentioned the name the other day of a man who wrote a book, and I'm not sure of his name. I think you said Mark. Is there a Mark Stevens?
Yes, Mark Stevens. He wrote Adventures in Legal Land, and his
right.
His,
okay, you know, I tried to order that from my bookstore here. Last year, and I couldn't get it, and I wanted to know, have you ever heard of John Stadtmiller?
I have heard of him. I believe he...
Well, I'm just trying to find out, you know, if you could talk a little bit about that book tonight on the air, if it fits into what you're doing here in your format, so I can hear it tomorrow, then if you do talk about it, where we can order it or something like
well,
that.
Well, John, I can
like
tell you that right now. John, do you have internet access?
Not really.
Ooh.
What can I get from the internet? I mean, what is...
The book.
You
can get the book.
Order it from Mark Stevens himself.
Right. It's an independently published book, so that would explain why your local bookstore doesn't know how on earth to get their hands on it.
Does he live in North Carolina?
No, he lives in Arizona.
Arizona.
Arizona?
Go ahead and write this down and go to the library, because they've got internet access there. Go to adventuresinlegalland.com.
Yeah?
That's adventuresinlegalland.com. That's Mark's personal website, and you can order the book through that website.
It's a great book. I don't agree with Mark Stevens on his political philosophies entirely, but the book was an easy, fun read.
It absolutely is. So go to a friend's house, go to the office, go to wherever your internet connection is, and go there and order it. I think it's less than $20. It might even be $15. I can't promise you on what the price is, but it's affordable. So thanks for the call.
Okay,
we're glad you're enjoying the show. 800-259-9231. That's a station that actually plays the show during the day. It's very rare that we'll get a call from a listener who isn't actually a radio listener.
You really want to know how to get that book?
Who isn't listening live. 800 855-259-9231. Immigration enforcement, what are the problems with it? Coming up. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's a call CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. Shrine of Female Listeners there. over dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? Go into shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 10% at LegalZoom.com. We just had a call come in from a station that plays our show on a delayed broadcast basis during the daytime. But there are also a number of stations that are carrying this show on a delayed broadcast basis during the week, more so during the week. A lot of our stations on Saturday night are live. In fact, I don't think anyone delays our Saturday show. But the weekday show in some stations are, you know, it's delayed by an hour to a couple of hours. And so if you're one of our listeners to those stations, you're certainly welcome to call into the show. I just want to extend the invitation to you guys. We have our podcast listeners call in frequently.
Sometimes from months ago.
Right. So don't feel like you have to be listening live in order to participate in this show. If there's something that you want to talk about, if there's an issue you want to address, or you've got something that's just on your mind that you want to get off, the phone lines are there, and if you call during the right hours, you'll talk to us. So from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time at night, make that call, 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to. All right, so back to the story about immigration. Robert Wicks at Strike the Root is talking, that's strike-the-root.com, is talking about immigration and how all of the problems that people ascribe to illegal immigrants are actually problems that government creates because of its interference with free association of and its interference with private property. And so they're just symptoms, all these issues. You know, if immigrants taking welfare, well, that's a problem with welfare. Let's put it in the hands of charities, as you were saying, Mark, and let charitable organizations decide who to help and who not to help. So he goes on to say, let's consider some of the proposals for immigration reform. And there are certainly plenty of these on the table, and most all of them are bad. At the one extreme, we have those who wish to have the military secure the border. You know, they're saying, bring them home from over there and put them on the border.
Right. You know, and then that's just... That's just another big government program that's going to run inefficiently. The coyotes are already paying off border guards who make twice what a private in the military does.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that these privates aren't going to take these payoffs to look the other way when they come through with a truckload of illegal immigrants?
Not only are they going to look the other way, but there are also some of them that are already, they already have some National Guardsmen down there, and they're already involved in actually running the immigrants across
the
border.
They don't pay those soldiers anything. They pay them less than minimum wage compared to how much work they get out of
but
it.
But understand this, Mark, that somebody could make it. An anti-immigrant person could make the argument, well, we just need to pay them more. And that doesn't work. It's not necessarily that they don't get paid a lot. It's just that, you know, corrupt sheriffs in America.
Are you telling me that high-level bureaucrats don't take bribes?
Right.
Right. I mean, the fact is, it doesn't matter what you pay them. People are still going to say, oh, $10,000?
Tax-free?
I mean, what
cash?
Would you do with 10 grand right now? Think about it for a second. If you got 10 grand for looking the other way for 15 or 20 minutes, while some people who just wanted to work to support their families came across the border, I think I might be able to compromise my principles a little bit.
So these people, they want to put the military down on the border, they want to evict the illegal immigrants from the country, which is just madness, and heavily penalize businesses that fail to verify employee work eligibility. On the other hand, we have those who would grant amnesty to all illegal immigrants and make the process for becoming a citizen of the United States easier. Either of these approaches will cause problems given the current laws.
Mm-hmm.
Some critics of amnesty plans claim that amnesty will bring about more illegal immigration, and on that point, they are correct.
Oh, sure. If you take all the people that are in the country right now and you know, suddenly make them legal, then everybody's going to want to get in the country for the next time it's done.
Those in favor of it often cite the impossibility of securing a very long border with Mexico, along with the impracticality of rounding up all of the current illegal immigrants that are already here. And these are also reasonable analyses. Many of those alarmed by the influx of illegal immigrants claim that simply rounding up a significant portion of them will have a noticeable impact on the numbers who attempt to enter the country in the future. And this may well be true, but any genuine immigration crackdown will cause far more problems than it will solve. And indeed, that's what we've suggested on the air before, is that if you really want to keep immigrants out of America, if you really are serious about that, there's only one way to really be effective at it, and that is to make America a more tyrannical and despotic country and a more frightening place to live than the country they're coming from.
Yeah. Turn it into North Korea.
Yeah.
There's also a perceived need for their services. They wouldn't be coming up here if they couldn't find jobs, but you have minimum wage laws, which they are able to circumvent because they're not documented. You've got the welfare state. And you also, in the last 7 years, have had this real estate bubble, which caused massive job growth in construction, which mm-hmm. are high-paying jobs where they could send a lot of money home to their family.
And they don't have to speak English real good.
That's right.
Nails.
Exactly.
Hammer nails.
And do masonry work and everything. Well, that's over now, obviously, but there was a huge influx during that period.
They could still mow lawns and wash dishes and do all kinds of things, you know, without being able to have a really without having a great understanding of the English language.
Sure.
Within the apparatus of the state, there are many types of people, and far too many libertarians think the state is just a bunch of incompetent bureaucrats. While this is largely true, it's not entirely true. There are different sorts of people working government jobs, and I've met some people that are very competent at specific tasks. These are the technicians. They usually would be successful at private sector jobs. Sometimes a lack of people skills or simple inertia keeps them in government jobs. Others I've met are the ones that we most identify as government workers, the people who are basically taking up space and following the rules to the minimum. These are the inefficient types. There are also people within government who are truly incompetent, and their days are spent essentially avoiding being fired so they can hold on to their jobs long enough to draw a pension. I've encountered many of these sorts of people, and they make all of our lives miserable with their inability to perform meaningful work. The fact that the vast majority of government workers fall into these three categories causes many of us to forget what government is really all about. The state is an entity which engages in what I call entrepreneurial evil. Those of us who enjoy the fruits of freedom and the bounty brought forth by the market economy often praise people's abilities to spot opportunities and exploit them. If there's a need or want expressed by people, someone steps forth to provide it, benefiting both the entrepreneur and the consumer. There is an analogy to this in government. Dotted among the throng who work for governments at various levels are people with something akin to an entrepreneurial spirit. These captains of sin-dustry can be fairly unnoticeable until the conditions become ripe for some hitherto less useful skill or desire to be made more useful. For example, the anti-communist fervor of post-World War II America helped make war by executive fiat the norm rather than the aberration. The police action known as the Korean War would hardly have been possible in 1925. Entrepreneurs are opportunists. They see people in need of something and take risks to offer them goods and services for a profit. It's a win-win situation. The state also employs its opportunists. They wait for legal openings to expand their own power and influence, and consequently, the power and influence of the state. It seems apparent to me that the legal and social climate which would allow for a serious illegal immigration crackdown would also be one which would allow for various other things, such as raids on businesses suspected of employing such immigrants. That's happening right now. A national ID system to effectively exclude illegal immigrants from employment and public services. They're trying to implement that. They're not quite being successful at it. And random traffic stops in areas suspected of being havens for illegal immigrants. Also happening right now today in this country. These areas need not be limited to those areas near the border with Mexico. There are many areas around the country, particularly those areas which require large amounts of unskilled labor, which would very likely be targeted. Now, they haven't gotten to that point yet. We do have the random checkpoints around the border areas. You know, 60 miles in from the border, there are these random border patrol checkpoints. But yeah, we might be seeing these soon in the, you know, the middle of America. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free on the site, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is on the house. FreeTalkLive.com, the bulletin board system included with over 250,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. All there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Still talking immigration. You're welcome to chime in on this. How you feel about the current situation in the country today? Do you think the government can solve the problem?
Yes. I don't think so.
But I'd love to hear from you.
They haven't shown any ability to do it so far.
800-259-9231. In fact, as Robert Wicks is pointing out at strike-the-root.com, it's government that created the problems in the first place. Government put out the bowl of milk. Government put out the welfare programs for people to come here and leech off of. So let's get rid of welfare. Because that's the problem there. Government prohibited drugs, which made it so that criminals and gangsters got into the business of distributing drugs. So if we would just re-legalize drugs, there would go that problem there. I mean, all of the problems that people ascribe to illegal immigrants could be solved by getting the government, ending government intrusion in various different aspects of our lives. But of course, government doesn't want to stop. They're not going to stop their welfare program just because it's a good idea. It helps the government bureaucrats. The government bureaucrats have an incentive to fight for their lives to keep their welfare programs intact.
Well, sure, but I think we have just as much of a chance of ending welfare as we do of stopping immigration.
I'd say we have a higher chance of ending welfare as stopping immigration. It's not
right.
going to be possible.
You can stop welfare. You cannot stop illegal immigration. You might be able to stem the flow quite a bit, but.
Right.
at what cost to our freedoms? That's really my question.
We're going to talk about the checkpoints here in a moment that, again, they are in existence. If you don't live near the northern or southern border, then you've never experienced this. And even though we live near Vermont and there is a checkpoint up in Vermont, I don't think we've gone north far north enough on that that interstate in order to experience it. But there is one that's nearby. Some of them are permanent installations. Some of them are roving checkpoints that can be set up anywhere. So this stuff's going on in the supposed land of the free. And how anyone could possibly look at this police state, Nazi-esque, show us your papers mentality and think that this is something that belongs in a free country is just bewildering to me. But if you're one of those people, I'd love to hear from you. At 800-259-9231, can you defend immigration checkpoints? Anyway, Robert Wicks has a few more thoughts. He says a serious immigration crackdown would likely require nothing less than the intrusion of the federal government into every private transaction involving housing, employment, or licensing. Eventually, of course, as companies move jobs outside of the U.S. to less regulated areas, which is also happening now, farmers are taking their farms and just moving them to Mexico.
Yeah, in some cases, just have to move them a few miles.
The weather's just as good there as it is in California, so get your jobs. I mean, get the work done there.
And all Mexicans are legal.
I mean, you're paying the illegal immigrants next to nothing now. You can pay them less down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says, so jobs are moving out of the U.S. to less regulated areas. The economy will sour, and this country will no longer appeal to immigrants. For those supporting a war on immigration, this would be a Pyrrhic victory indeed. To return to my earlier comparison to cancer, the problems associated with immigration are but symptoms caused by the cancer known as the state. And apparently one of our listeners recently encountered some of these border checkpoints. Cato from Tennessee emails in. He says, guys, a few months ago I called in about an immigration checkpoint in the Tucson, Arizona airport. Two border guards were stationed immediately after the TSA checkpoint. Can you imagine this, Mark? Now, the TSA checkpoint isn't enough. Now we're going to have a secondary border citizenship checkpoint. So
what for domestic flights?
That's not made clear.
If it's an international flight, customs agents would be checking. It wouldn't be anything unusual.
Yeah, well, he didn't say customs. It's border patrol. I guess that's the same bureaucracy, right? Anyway, he said the people going through the people going through the checkpoint were not on international flights and were leaving from a city inside the United States. So indeed, this was not an international situation. They're just checking people internally, which is what the purpose of these physical installations on the roadways are. They aren't on the border. They're inside the country.
Mm.
And you can expect to see more of this as this immigration crackdown fervor continues to spread across America. And as the government decides that it's appropriate to put up more of these installations with the purpose of allegedly catching illegal immigrants, but with the reality of making all of us late for work and inconveniencing everyone and just giving more and more power to the government to do these things.
And getting people used to checkpoints.
That is correct. So, yeah, people are totally used to the TSA checkpoints now. So, what's another checkpoint? Here's one. You go through the TSA check for the bombs, check you for everything else. Then you can go to the border patrol checkpoint, where they'll check your ID and they'll check your citizenship. And what else do we have? Can they add another one? Can we have the trifecta?
Yeah, they'll check you as you go out to your car.
In Laredo, he says, the people going through the checkpoint were not on international flights. They were asking everyone if they were U.S. citizens. On that day, I didn't have to answer that question as my flight was leaving from a different concourse, so I went through a different TSA checkpoint. But today, I did. In Laredo, Texas, where I have also had to pull off the interstate to go through a checkpoint well inside the United States, the scenario was the same. Laredo is, of course, on the border with Mexico. However, Laredo is inside the United States, and the flights we were on were domestic destinations. Same as in Tucson, the Border Patrol had no reason to be there. In any case, you cleared TSA security and immediately had to walk past two border guards who were armed with pistols. They asked everyone if they were a citizen. I gathered my stuff and attempted to walk past them without saying anything. They stopped me, verbally, not physically, and said they were with the Border Guard, or ICE, or whatever stupid bureaucracy, and asked me if I was a United States citizen. I asked one of them if he has ever read the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, specifically the Fourth Amendment.
Oh, I bet this didn't go well.
He said yes, but this area was considered a functional blah, 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 read bureaucraties. I told him that I was a U.S. citizen, but I no longer lived in a free country, and walked away. He did sort of drop his head. I'd like to thank all the immigration warriors out there for further eroding my personal freedom. I resent being arbitrarily detained in my own country, even if it was only for 2 minutes. Of course, the courts will argue that this detainment is not arbitrary because everyone that went through security at the Laredo, Texas airport at the time had to answer the question. What they mean is the policy is not discriminatory. Once again, equality takes precedence over liberty. No one should be stopped at all, but the government needs justification to stop brown people, so the courts will say it's okay as long as everyone is equally tyrannized. You might say I could have just turned around and left, and that's a catch-22 because then my behavior would have been seen as suspicious, and the border guards would probably have cause to engage in a full-fledged search. In other words, here in the supposed land of the free, I was forced to do something against my will and beliefs by men with guns simply because of the place where I happened to be. It will only get worse, says Cato. Right now, they politely ask you in the airport if you're a citizen. How long before they demand to see your papers everywhere? We already know that over the summer, Indianapolis had bus stops where TSA agents were at asking people questions. So it's not even just in airports anymore. And he says that perhaps the most disturbing part of the whole incident is that I was one of the few people that seemed to be upset, and I was the only person who said anything in protest, as meek as it was. The great political philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville was right. America has become a country of fat sheep, of which the government is the shepherd. From Cato. Just disturbing stuff, man.
Yeah.
And he is absolutely right. It will only get progressively worse. Now, I do question whether or not, I wonder what would have happened if he hadn't answered their question. Because in the world of the existing checkpoints, we had a guy from, I think it's checkpointsusa.com. We read his story where he was pulled over at the side of the road, one of these immigration checkpoints, citizenship checkpoints, and they asked him if he was a citizen. And he just kept refusing to answer the question and kept batting it back with questions right back at the bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your name? You know, what's your badge number? Am I being detained? That was one of the ones he used. It was really powerful. Am I being detained? And he wasn't. And eventually,
right, they kept saying no. We just want you to tell us if you're a U.S. citizen or not.
Right. And he kept refusing and kept asking them that question over and over again, and they eventually got frustrated and they let him go on. So he was able to get through the checkpoint at this point without giving up that information. I have a feeling they'd be a little more strict in an airport. Just, that's my impression, just the way the people act there. 800-259-9231, but look for this to expand. Does this make you feel good? This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll find that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live. We take it and turn it around into making more radio stations or getting more radio stations on board with carrying the show and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. You get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room and forum, and more. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Hopefully Greg will call back from Santa Cruz. Really wanted to get to his call, but we'll go to Tom in California. Tom, listening on KSCO in Santa Cruz. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard you say that there are those who want to send all the illegals back to where they came from.
There are those.
And I'd like to ask you who, as a public figure who is leading the charge against illegal immigration, has ever said that?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to what those people say, really. I don't know who all the public figures
maybe
against
should,
illegal immigration
are. You know, do your homework and pay attention to find out what the other
Why
side
should I care what a bunch of hate mongers have
to
say? Why should I care what a bunch of hate mongers have to say, sir?
The hate mongers?
Yeah.
Who says anything about hate?
All the people that hate illegal immigrants.
Name somebody who hates illegal immigrants.
Oh, I don't know. Every conservative talk show host out there?
Anybody who's a public figure.
I would say it's more
Rush
of a
Limbaugh?
Fear-mongering more than anything else.
That's baloney. Yeah. He doesn't hate anybody. That's nonsense. He's never said he has, and no one except people who are trying to malign him has ever said he said that.
No one's going to come out and say, I hate illegal immigrants necessarily.
Right, because that would ruin
credibility. Why do you put that in people's mouths then? That's outrageous.
Well, I'm personally left with, when I hear people talking about immigration, I'm left with one of two things. Somebody hasn't thought the problem through, immigration. They haven't thought it all the way through. They've been intellectually lazy, or they're a bigot. People have called this show.
Fair enough. Okay, maybe they haven't thought the problem through the way you think. But to label them bigots, that's just outrageous.
People have called this show and said that Mexicans are carrying leprosy, that they eat dogs, that they, that they're very likely to murder you as you walk through the streets of Laredo.
Right, and they've said things
like, these are people that are bigots.
And they've said things like, you can tell who's illegal just by looking at them, things like that.
That's the statement of a bigot.
I'm asking somebody who is leading the movement to protect our borders. And you can't name anybody.
Well, how are you going to name somebody when they hide behind this cloak of, well, they're illegal? Well, how can anybody support the idea of giving these people amnesty when they've broken the law?
As though the Jews didn't break the law in Germany.
As though the American Indians weren't breaking the law just by being alive. As though the Japanese Americans that tried to avoid being put in internment camps weren't breaking laws. Like, laws are sacrosanct. They aren't. Laws are used by people that wish to abuse power to get what they want. And in some cases in Washington, D.C., what they're doing is using the laws to create slave labor among these people instead of letting them compete in the marketplace like Americans can.
We don't.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, Tom, what?
Now do we get to selectively choose which laws we like and which laws we don't?
Don't
My
you?
My God, did you didn't hear anything I said.
He was talking and they thought him down.
Do you think that the people that hit Anne Frank's family selectively chose which laws they should obey and which ones they shouldn't? Yes. Good people disobey bad laws, sir.
Do you disagree?
That is just rhetorical nonsense.
The hell it is. It was against the law for Japanese Americans not to go with the agents to the internment camps. Do you think that's a good thing too, sir?
The United States apologized for that and gave reparations to them.
That they lost their houses, they lost their fortunes, it makes it okay that they spent time in prison?
I didn't say it was okay, but it was a time of war.
It's not okay now,
sir.
Either.
It was
right.
A time of war.
I'm not saying it was right. There's always some excuse for compromising freedom, isn't there?
Is there an excuse for compromising freedom? Hey, the tax laws. Doesn't that compromise our freedom?
Absolutely.
It does, and you should disobey them, sir.
Well,
that's
okay,
his advice.
Guys.
Hold on, Tom. Do you speed? Before you go, do you speed? Tom, do you speed?
Like, yeah, I have, yeah.
Do you
and I've been caught
lights?
For it, and I've paid the fines for
did
it.
Did you ever drink underage?
When I was underage, yeah, I did.
Yeah, so there you are. You're
and
just a lawless scumbag,
and
aren't you?
And I was caught. And I paid a penalty for it.
Just because you paid the penalty to avoid, you know, paying a bigger penalty doesn't make those laws right. Do you understand? Those laws are wrong.
Right.
Well, I don't know about speeding.
I don't know. Laws are made by people that we elect. That's the system, my friend.
I didn't elect them.
Look,
that's
I think I would argue with
elected.
You, actually, the
no,
laws,
no,
that, that
yes,
laws are
I
passed
know.
Down
I
through
did.
Natural order.
I didn't elect Barbara Boxer either, but I have to accept her as my senator.
Why?
Look, guys, this system has lasted successfully for 200 years.
Your number, my friend.
That's a fallacious argument.
You say the land of the free. Name a year that this country was the land of the free.
Look, I can tell you that this country, that it has had different levels of freedom for different types of people throughout the ages. I would say probably
100 years ago.
I would say it was freer 100 years ago, certainly if you were white.
Let me tell you something. Philosophically, I agree with you. I'm a libertarian, too. But I do believe that we have a right to have sovereign borders like every single country in the world does, including Mexico.
Okay. Hold on
they
a second. Now, Mr. Libertarian.
Like you, believe. You know how they treat the Guatemalans down there? You want to talk about dictatorship or fascism?
Look,
to the Mexicans.
They slaughter
the
people in Africa, too. I don't
Mexico.
Care what they do in foreign
right.
countries, and I don't care what the Mexican government does.
But who props these governments up?
I'm simply... Put things in perspective. We live on the earth today. We do not live in utopia. We are one nation among many nations, and we are still the shining beacon.
Would you agree? I would totally agree. I'm not here to shoot down America. I love this country.
Amen.
Would you agree that if we got rid of the welfare system, that we would be attracting to this country the sort of immigrants that we would want to have and therefore wouldn't have the immigration problem that we have today?
I agree with you 100% on that. As a matter of fact, it's the welfare that has partly drawn these people here.
Partly.
If they were responsible for themselves and we said, I'm sorry, you pay for your own medication or your own medical treatment or you go back home. We don't have to do that.
Should
not have to be forced to pay for anybody's medical care.
Absolutely. Nor should I be forced to pay for some crazy border enforcement scheme that's not going to work. You do understand that you can't have success at that, right? You're just going to pour money down a hole. You do get that, right?
No.
How is it? Let me have your vision. Let's say you're in charge, Tom. Tom, I'm going to anoint you in charge of the border. What's your plan for stopping immigration? Go ahead.
Walls work. We can build a wall from Pacific Ocean all the way to the Gulf of Mexico.
How far down in the earth is it going to go?
And it would be effective.
How
and
far down will it go?
I don't buy into this notion that it can't be done. It's nonsense.
Oh, you could build
America
a wall. Absolutely,
will,
Tom. You could build a wall. But with your wall, you can tunnel under that wall. I can pay off a border guard to get past your wall. I mean, they're paying off border guards now to drive truckloads of illegal immigrants. Are you going to stop that, Tom?
Yeah. But you know what? All they have to do is catch one of them doing it, sentence the guy to a heavy fine.
Oh, you mean like they do with the drug dealers?
And suddenly you won't have that problem anymore.
Right. The same way we got rid of drugs. You'll just sentence the people with drugs heavily, and drugs will go away. Yeah, right? Come on. You're a libertarian. You know that prohibition doesn't work, and prohibiting people from earning a living for the family isn't going to work either.
That's true. But when you talk about the drug problem, you're talking about personal liberty as Americans, okay? When we talk about illegal immigration, we're talking about whether or not people from another country have the same rights as I do. I'm saying when they come here illegally, they don't.
I'm telling you that Thomas Jefferson said that a man was born with inalienable rights, and among them being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the fact that you're an American citizen doesn't make you better than a Mexican. That's the way that goes. And we don't have an immigration problem. We have a welfare problem.
We have a government problem.
No.
Absolutely.
Being American and being a Mexican is not the point. Being an American citizen is better than being a Mexican citizen. That's
I don't want either. I don't want to be either, sir. How do you feel about that?
Show me one that's better, my friend, in today's
I don't want
life.
Any citizenship. I don't want protection from any government. I don't want that deal. The deal with citizenship is you owe allegiance to the government, supposedly has a duty to protect you. Unfortunately,
and so what happens when you're attacked by a foreign power?
I'll leave that to the marketplace to decide. I'll let the militias and the people that actually care about defending freedom defend me in that particular case, and I'll step forward if necessary. The U.S. government military isn't actually keeping you safe, sir. It's keeping the government safe. That's all. Not you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, it's just...
I was winning him over, and you jumped in with
his original point. You weren't winning
government.
Him over. He hates... He loves the idea of locking down the border. He wasn't even coming close to getting away from that position.
Well, you know what, Ian? I've noticed that people out west in California and all the border states are really particularly passionate about this issue. And I think that you have to look at the cause behind the cause behind the cause to really understand the problem. And they're looking at it the way it's framed in the media.
Right. And his original point that just because we couldn't name the name of whoever's in charge of the crazy anti-illegal immigrant organizations out there doesn't mean anything. We know what all their arguments are, and they're mindless. They're nonsense, and they're doomed to failure. You want the government to stop immigration? All you're going to do is lose your liberty. We'll see you tomorrow.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever